We have a great story from the streets of Indianapolis that we would like to share with you. And here is Bill Lamb.
Yes, I'd like to share a story that happened to me during street ministry last week. I was in a west side neighborhood of the city, and I was on an isolated street there, just getting ready to leave the area, when I heard a man yelling at me, and I turned around. I didn't know him, but he began to walk rapidly towards me, and I was kind of looking around to see what was going on in the area there, but I didn't have any fear or any sense that any harm would come to me. So I began to walk towards him, and he approached me, and we met, and he seemed desperate. He had missed his bus. He needed a ride home. He didn't have any money. He began to ask me if I was a pastor, and I just explained that, yes, I am a pastor. And as we began to talk, he began to share with me that he was desperate for food. He had no family. His family and him, they had no food whatsoever. He offered me articles of his clothing because he was so desperate for food. So I gave him a ride and began to go towards the area town that he lives in. And he began to share with me how desperate he was for answers from God as well. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, I just began to listen to him and begin to sort out what was going on in his life and why he's not hearing from the Father. So I just began to ask him about that, and as I continued to drive, and so I pull over in a place before his need was met, and just began to pray with him. He recommitted his life to the Lord, and he wanted to hear from God, so I asked him if he wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he did. And I could just sense in the Spirit, and he told me that that happened for him. So as I took him to his home where he lived at, he shared with me that there's something going on in his life and that he's never really taken care of, and I just shared with him that, you know, God wants him. I believe God wanted him to take care of that, and that will help him so that he can hear from the Lord. His desperation for the food made such an impression on me, and his desperation for answers from God also made a very strong impression on me. I knew that the Lord had set up or orchestrated this meeting. I knew that while we met, that the Lord was revealing himself to him. He admitted that. He acknowledged that. And so I had the privilege once again to be there when the Lord was touching someone, when they knew they were having an encounter with the living God. And I just thank the Father for his love and his mercy. And I just pray that this young man will do what the Father asked him to do so that he will hear clearly from the Father. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your mercy and how you lead us and guide us every day. And just help us to be open and available when you want us to connect with someone and just be there to see your working in their life, that they might fulfill the destiny that you have for them.
This story just reminds me of Matthew 25:40. It says, "The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." God bless you.